Well, what have we here? How dare you enter my sanctuary? What? Is that what made that noise? My precious Ming Feis! Oh no, you are not just a burglar, but also a vandal. Are you whimpering? Ah, look at you, trying to crawl away from me like a little lost pup. Don't debase yourself so much. That's for me to do. Oh, all in good time. Trying to get away? Only you don't. Oh no, you're not going anywhere. Now hold still and stop flinching. I'm a mighty dragon, you idiot. You are no match for my superior mind or my strength. So it's not like you can go anywhere at the moment. You look so cute and helpless pinned under me like this. You know, you might be a most welcome addition to my life. As long as you please me. However, should you fail to meet my expectations, then instead of being allowed to stay my pet, well then, you shall just have to face the consequences of your actions. Or should I say, crimes? Shh. Don't look so scared. You're gonna love being my pet. You can fight me if you want, but there's really no point. But maybe you like a bit of a challenge, yum. You taste great. I can taste the mingling of excitement and fear. Oh, I can feel you trying to lean into my kiss. Oh, and you're so delightfully needy. The way you're rubbing your body up against mine, it's creating such delicious friction. Do you really want to be that close to my soft tits? So badly? What a wonderful feeling. Oh, there. It was just the quick sting of a needle, and it's all over now. Oh, puppy, try not to whine too much. I'm sorry I tricked you. Oh, well, maybe not really that sorry. Poison? What? Where's the fun in that? Why would I poison you? Least of all, right away. No, of course not. It's a special sedative that I've developed over the years. It has some interesting effects on humans. I'm sure you won't mind too much. Now just try and relax. I know what I'm doing. You can trust me. You'll see. Trust me. This is going to be so much better for you than having to be humiliated by those privileged frat boys. It's all. Oh, I see you're awake now. You should feel quite refreshed after how long you've been asleep. That concoction I gave you is quite powerful. I grant you that. Did you seriously think I was trying to kill you with that injection? Silly boy, that would be quite counterproductive now, wouldn't it? After all the time I spent watching you for the last few weeks? I've had to restrain myself from just snatching you from your campus and bringing you here. I'm so glad I waited and let you come to me. It's much better this way. Of course I know you're a student at Southside University. I know every little thing about you. I know you're from a poor backwater town. You're on a partial scholarship. I know that you still need a cheap place to stay. Otherwise, you probably never would have been crazy enough to rush that much of eternity. I even know that it was just yesterday that you realized the Pledge Committee had no intention of letting you join. They just wanted to humiliate you, to see you fail. I mean, why else would they have sent you here? To break into my house, of all places. I mean, what do they call it? The Dragon's Den? Oh, I know all about that too. But you were desperate enough and hopeful enough to try it. I saw and heard it all. Besides, my dear puppy, it's true. This place is a real dragon's den. And dragons have exceptional hearing and vision. I can feel the vibrations of your footsteps through the entire building. And I can see in complete darkness. There is nothing that goes on around my lair, of which I am unaware. So there I was, watching you, sneaking around my house night after night for the last couple of weeks. Each time you managed to summon up a bit more courage. Or was it desperation? Never mind. It matters not. Now. I felt the vibrations of your footsteps as you stealthily approached my home. I saw you peeking in my windows, watching me. I could even feel the heat from your body from where you were standing. I heard you sharply inhale when you saw me rubbing body lotion into my golden scales after my shower. That's why I made sure to take my sweet time doing it. I saw you shift your stance, as if your jeans were suddenly much too confining. I saw it all. And more importantly, dear puppy, I saw you. I saw how eager and adorable you were. Oh, even as a peeping Tom, you were just irresistible. You wanted me. And seeing you, I wanted you too. And now, here we are. You are mine now. Do you not feel like struggling so much now? Let me get you out of those handcuffs. There's no need for these anymore, and they will just get in the way of me being able to explore you, my new pet. I always like to thoroughly explore my new toys, see how they work. Let me just get your shirt off. I want to be able to see and touch every single inch of you. Oh my. You do have the softest skin. And it's so warm. Almost hot to the touch. It could be the sedative working its way out. But I don't think that's the only reason. Do you? You can barely remain still as I run my hands slowly, ever so slowly down from your shoulders to your waist, You must not squirm. I know you're eager, but you need to be a good boy. Good puppies earn their treats, don't they? There you go, reaching for me again. Did I give you permission to touch me? Oh, that's my good boy. Stopping and looking up at me for approval. Good puppy. But you still can't stop staring, can you? Are my breasts that mesmerizing? It's all right. I'm sort of used to the interest they attract. I guess it would please me to have you give them some attention. Dragon girls deserve treats too, after all. Just let me take your head and put it right here. A sandwich between my tits where it belongs. With my fingers in your hair holding you to me just like this. Oh my god, this feels so fucking good. Your lips wrapped around my nipple and your teeth grazing it. Someone is a very quick study. Stop. Wait. I neglected to inform you of my expectations. What kind of a competent pet owner would I be if I didn't enforce the rules right from the start? There's no point letting you develop bad habits I'll only have to work to correct later. So sit down and let me enlighten you about my house. Fine, my lair rules. Hey, are you paying attention, pet? I feel like my body's distracting you a bit too much. Why don't you just kneel here beside the bed while I go over the rules with you? Good. That's my good boy. Rule number one. You don't control the pace. I do. There can only be one alpha here, and that is me. For example, sometimes I will play with you and tease you for hours on end until you're almost out of your mind begging for more and to be allowed to finish. Conversely, other times I'm going to stimulate you so much and so often that you will come so many times that you will beg to stop, beg for a break, to rest, and to catch your breath. Rule number two, you come when I decide you get to come, and not one moment sooner. After all, your orgasms belong to me. I will hold them and cherish each and every one of them, just as closely as I guard my treasure chest of gold. Building you up so slowly, and watching you become inflamed, seeing your cock become engorged. It really feeds my libido. Did you really think this would be for your enjoyment only? On the contrary, your build-up and orgasms are ultimately for my benefit, not yours. However, I'm sure you will find some enjoyment in the process. Rule number three, you are going to be turned into a whimpering, needy, and sloppy mess before I finally let you earn your release. This will serve to reinforce that I am your master and that you were owned by me. Rule number 4. You are my toy, my plaything, and I will treat you as such. You will be subject to my whims. I have observed that you like fancy teas. Well, beginning today, you will make and serve me a cup of tea in my favorite china cup and saucer in bed, where I shall lay lazing and awaiting your return and thinking up new and interesting ways to play with you. Rule number 5. Oh my, look at you still kneeling on the floor at my feet, so attentively, and looking up at me so beseechingly with those puppy dog eyes. Fine. Okay. You are just so damn irresistible. I guess the rest of the rules can wait until later. Don't worry, you'll get to learn all about what I like. Puppy, stand up and take off your jeans. I want to see you. Now, take off your underwear. Oh my. Mm-mm-mm. That's my good boy. That's better. Oh, so much better. Turn around. Let me see all of you. Slowly. Ever so slowly. Can you feel my eyes lingering over you? Almost like a caress? Oh my. You have the most amazing ass. I love seeing all of you. You're doing so well. Following my instructions to the letter. Let me give you a little treat. Oh, very nice. I want to feel you. I want to start with these shoulders, running my fingers slowly, ever so slowly down your chest. And then quickly skimming over your crotch, down your inner thigh, just like this. I can feel the heat of your skin. Oh, you're so hot. It's like you're on fire. I can see how hard you are now. Just from that one little caress. I love how responsive you are to me. And I can see how hard you're trying to control yourself. That's my good boy. I think it's time I give you another treat. No. Don't move. Don't you dare move a muscle. Just stand there. I want to taste you. I want your cock in my hot, wet, slippery, greedy little mouth. You don't have to do anything except stand there, completely still. And if you don't, I will add an extra 5 minutes of denial. Good pets get rewarded. And puppies who need more training will be reminded of why it's better to obey their owner. I said stay. My lips wrapped around your cock. Oh. This is just how I imagined it would be. It's so hot. They're almost scalding my mouth. You sure are a wet, sloppy mess now, aren't you, my puppy? You're growing even harder and bigger. I could see how much you like this. And how much you need this. Now let me just wrap my fingers around the base of your shaft and hold you firmly while I wake up. On one side of you. And I mustn't neglect the tip. I like to feel you twitch in my hand. As I hold just the tip of your cock in my mouth. And then I will slowly, ever so slowly, lick my way back down the other side. All the way to the base. Well, let me keep just your tip in my mouth. And lick and suck. And then just hold you still. And while I do that, I'm just going to What? You weren't expecting me to give a little tug on your balls? I already told you, my pet. Every inch of you belongs to me. Your body is mine to explore. And I happen to know a really fun trick or two I could show you. For example, there's this one area called the prostate. Just inside your cute little butt. I will show you. Don't worry, my good boy. I would never risk wounding you, not even slightly, with my claws. Not intentionally, anyway. While you were unconscious, I fought them down. Just relax and let me continue to play with my new toy. My tail is perfect for this. It might be covered in scales, but the lotion I use on it makes it silky, soft, and smooth. I bet you've never been touched with anything that feels quite like this. There you go, pet. You're getting used to my dragon tail, aren't you? Cupping and holding your balls gently, but firmly. And the tip of it can flick back just a little bit more to this area right here, just behind your balls. Nice and gentle. Oh, what was that? Sorry, I didn't mean to make you jump. But it looks like your body is telling me something felt good. There you go, Pat. Relaxing into me. Such a good boy. Now I'm gonna... Yum. It feels so good to have you buried inside me. Now, my puppy. Was I unclear with my earlier instructions? Right. And what did I tell you to do? That is correct. I told you to remain still, not to move a single muscle. Your only task was just to let me explore and play with you. And then you had to lose control and thrust yourself deeply in my mouth. Oh dear, this was going so well. Oh well, I will just have to give you a little bit of time to calm down. Aw, now puppy, you knew the consequences of disobeying me. While you have a little time out, I'm just going to play with myself and make you watch me. I mean, I didn't break the rules. Why should I be punished? Oh, just watch me caress myself. Starting with my breasts. Rubbing and stroking and squeezing them. And pinching the nipples just a little bit. Moving lower. Across my torso and down. Ever so slowly down on my tight, wet, needy pussy. Oh, I can tell you really like what you see. It feels so good. My Pat, the look in your eyes is so beseeching. You're just so irresistible. And you were so nice and good this time, not moving at all. Okay, fine. I think you've learned your lesson. Now, where were we? Oh, Right. You're even harder than you were before. It feels so good in my mouth. You're so hot. So nice and slick. You're leaking so much pre-cum. You are a very virile puppy. Such a good boy. You're gonna come soon. I can tell. Pat, do you trust me? I'm gonna feel a little more pressure right here while I stimulate your prostate. Shh, don't worry, my pet. I'm only gonna stroke you on the outside. You can trust me. This is gonna make you feel so good. I won't hurt you. And it's gonna help you come so much harder for me. That's it. Just relax into me. Good. Oh, that's my good boy. My tail comes in handy now, doesn't it? It did feel nice, didn't it? Yum. Oh, you came so hard. And so much. It's almost like I was milking you. Oh, you're my good boy. A perfect pet. Good boys deserve to be rewarded and caressed and treasured. I'm gonna take care of you forever and ever, my pet. It's gonna be so nice for both of us. And as the time goes on, we can explore more and more things and see what other new tricks your master can teach you. Doesn't that sound like fun? Oh, but for now, you look so sated, sleepy. Come here. Let me wrap my arms around you. I'm gonna take care of you. I'll just lie here beside you. My chest does make a nice comfy pillow. You should even be able to feel my heart beating. I thought so. Just relax. Just gonna stroke your head as you drift off to sleep. That's my good pet. Oh, you're such a good boy. My good pet.